There we leave the BBC World Service and Coke's Radio 4 out of bed to begin the new day. Good morning, this is Jane Steele. We'll start with the shipping bulletin in just a moment, followed by a news briefing. After our prayer, Farming Today is in Oxford for two major conferences, one usually attended by larger farms and the other usually by smaller farms and organic and artisan food producers. Together, they represent UK farming as a whole. Anna Hill visits both at 5:45. Much later this morning, we join John Wilson.
This Cultural Life, where my guests reveal their most significant influences and share the experiences which have inspired their own creativity.
I was raised with stories. There was no television in Chile at the time. And people sat and have a cup of tea and they would talk.
The new series continues with Isabel Allende, Marin Alsop and the film director James Ivory.
My attention to period details really comes from what I've learned from those artists who have worked with me. I didn't know anything about costume or hairstyles.
This Cultural Life with me, John Wilson, continues on Thursday mornings at 11 on Radio 4 and BBC Sounds.
Now here's Helen Willits.
Jane, thank you very much and good morning. It's time for the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0505 on Thursday, the 9th of January 2025. There are warnings of gales in Forties, Dogger, Biscay, Fitzroy Sole, Fastnet, Shannon, Rockall, Fair Isle and Faroes. The general synopsis at midnight. Low, northwest, 992, expected Poland, 991, by midnight tonight. New high, expected Faroes, 1020, by the same time. The area forecast for the next 24 hours. Viking. North, 5 to 7, wintry showers, good, occasionally poor. North at 0, south at 0. Cyclonic becoming north later, 3 to 5. Wintry showers, good, occasionally poor. Forties, Cromarty, 4th, Tyne, Dogger. North or northwest, 5 to 7. Occasionally gale 8 in Forties and Dogger. Wintry showers, good, occasionally poor. Fisher. West becoming cyclonic, 3 to 5. Wintry showers, good, occasionally poor. German Bight, Humber. Northwest, 3 to 5, increasing 5 to 7, perhaps gale 8 later. Wintry showers, good, occasionally poor. Thames, Dover. Northeast, backing east or northwest, 4 to 6. Fair, good. White, Portland, Plymouth. North or northeast, 5 to 7, decreasing 3 to 5, backing southeast, 5 to 7 later. Rain later, good, occasionally moderate later. Biscay. Southwest 7 to severe gale 9, veering northwest, becoming cyclonic later 5 to 7, rain or showers, moderate or good. Fitzroy. Cyclonic becoming southwest 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 at first, rain, good, occasionally poor. Sole. Variable 2 to 4 becoming cyclonic 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 later. Rain, good, occasionally poor. Lundy, Fastnet. Northwest 4 to 6 becoming variable 2 to 4, then southeast 5 to 7 later, occasionally gale 8 later in Fastnet. Rain later, good, occasionally moderate later. Irish Sea. Northwest veering east later, 3 to 5, showers good. Shannon, Rockall, north or northeast, 4 to 6, backing southeast, 6 to gale 8 later, rain later, moderate or good. Malin, north veering east, 4 to 6, wintry showers good, occasionally poor. Hebrides, Bailey, Fair Isle, Faroes. North, 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 in Fair Isle and Faroes, decreasing 4 to 6 in Faroes, but becoming variable 2 to 4 elsewhere. Wintry showers, good, occasionally very poor. Southeast Iceland, northerly, backing westerly later 3 to 5, snow showers, good, occasionally very poor. And now the weather reports from coastal stations for 0400 on the 9th of January 2025. Tyree Automatic, north by west 4, recent rain, 27 miles, 1005 rising slowly. Stornoway, north by east 6, recent precipitation, 5 miles, 1005 rising slowly. Lerwick, north by west, 6, 24 miles, 998 rising. Lucas, west by south, 3, more than 38 miles, 1002 rising slowly. Bridlington, west northwest 3, 1001 rising slowly. Sandetti light vessel automatic, east northeast 5, 11 miles, 999. Greenwich light vessel automatic, 11 miles, 997. Jersey, north northeast 4, recent drizzle, 11 miles, 996 rising. Channel light vessel automatic, north northeast 6, 11 miles, 1001. Scilly automatic, north by east 4, 19 miles, 1005 rising quickly. Valentia, northeast by east 1, 24 miles, 1009 rising. Ronald's Way, northwest 2, recent rain, 19 miles, 1004 rising. And Malinhead, north by east 4, recent precipitation, 13 miles, 1005 rising. And here is the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours and issued by the Met Office at 0500 on Thursday the 9th of January 2025. General situation. Low pressure to the south continues to clear eastwards across northern France. Elsewhere, a cold north to northwesterly airflow continues to bring wintry showers. Winds and showers will gradually ease into Friday as high pressure encroaches from the west. Another low pressure then approaches from the southwest later on Friday, bringing strengthening winds. So for Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney, northerly or northwesterly 5 to 7, decreasing 3 to 5 later, sleet or snow showers, good, occasionally very poor. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed, northerly or northwesterly 5 to 7, decreasing 3 to 5 later, wintry showers, good, occasionally poor. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby, northerly or northwesterly 4 to 6, increasing 7 for a time. Wintry showers, good, occasionally moderate. Whitby to Gibraltar Point, northwesterly 3 to 5, increasing 6 for a time. Wintry showers, good, occasionally moderate. Gibraltar Point to Northumberland, northerly or northwesterly 4 to 6, decreasing 3 or 4 later. Mainly fair, mainly good. Northumberland to Selsiebille, northerly or northeasterly 4 to 6, backing westerly or northwesterly 3 to 5 later, then variable 3 or less later. Mainly fair, mainly good. Selsiebille to Lyme Regis, northerly 4 to 6, backing northwesterly 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 to 4 later, rain later, good, occasionally moderate later. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly, northerly or northwesterly 4 to 6, becoming variable 2 to 4, then southeasterly 4 to 6 later, rain or drizzle later, good, occasionally moderate or poor later. Land's End to St David's Head, including the Bristol Channel, northerly or northwesterly 4 to 6, becoming variable 2 to 4, then easterly or southeasterly 4 to 6 later, rain later, good, occasionally moderate later. St David's Head to Great Orme Head, including the St George's Channel, northwesterly 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 to 4, then southeasterly 3 to 5 later, showers, perhaps wintry, good, occasionally moderate. Great Orme Head to the Mud of Galloway, northerly or northwesterly, veering easterly later, 3 to 5, wintry showers, good, occasionally moderate. The Isle of Man, northerly or northwesterly, 3 or 4, increasing 4 or 5, becoming variable 3 or less later, wintry showers, fair, good, occasionally moderate or poor at first. Lochfoyle to Carlingford Lock, northerly or northwesterly, veering easterly later, 3 to 5, wintry showers, good, occasionally poor. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel, northerly or northwesterly 3 to 5, veering easterly 2 to 4 later, wintry showers, good, occasionally poor. Mull of Kintyre to Ardnamurchan Point, northerly 4 to 6, veering easterly 3 to 5 later, wintry showers, good, occasionally poor. Ardnamurchan Point to Cape Wrath, northerly or northeasterly 5 to 7, becoming variable 2 to 4 later, sleet or snow showers, moderate or good, occasionally very poor, and Shetland Isles, northerly 6 to gale 8, decreasing 4 to 6 later, snow showers, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. And that's the Shipping Bulletin. Jane, I'll have a general weather forecast in a few minutes.
Thank you, Helen. This is BBC Radio 4. It's 5:30 on Thursday, the 9th of January. Good morning. This is News Briefing with Jane Steele. Five people have now been killed in huge wildfires that are raging across Los Angeles. New measures to combat people smugglers will target their finances. In business, the pound has fallen to its lowest level for 9 months. And in sport, Spurs hold the advantage over Liverpool after the first leg of their League Cup semi-final. New wildfires are breaking out across parts of Los Angeles where more than 100,000 people have been forced to flee their homes. Five people are known to have died as a result of the fires, which have burned through an area of more than 40 square miles. High winds and dry conditions are making firefighting efforts extremely difficult. Cherise Wallace found out her neighbourhood was on fire through a phone call.
My sister called and she's like, are you okay? And at that moment, a helicopter flew over my house and just dropped water. And I was like, oh, it's raining. She's like, oh, no, it's not raining. Your neighborhood is on fire. You need to get out.
The Foreign Secretary David Lammy will announce new plans today to impose economic sanctions on people smuggling gangs. The new measures include asset freezes and travel bans imposed on gang members and firms who assist their operations. The Environment Secretary Steve Reed is expected to face protests by farmers when he sets out new plans to boost profits in the sector this morning. His speech to the Oxford Farming Conference follows a furious backlash to measures in October's budget, including the introduction of inheritance tax for agricultural businesses worth more than £1 million. Mr. Reed says the reforms he'll announce will ensure farmers are paid fairly.
I think farmers are angry about an awful lot of things that have rained down on them over many, many decades. The main one is that for all the hours they put in to put food on our tables, they get very, very little in return. They make many of them next to no profit. My priority today is making announcements that will put money straight into the pockets of those farmers.
A former police officer who led a grooming investigation in Oxford has told the BBC a similar type of sexual abuse is still happening in the city. Simon Morton, who was a senior investigating officer for Thames Valley Police, said it was obvious that sexual exploitation of young people was still taking place. A former security guard at Harrods has told the BBC he witnessed racism and bullying at the department store during Mohammed Al-Fayed's ownership. More than 20 women have said they were assaulted or raped by the businessman who died in 2023. The man, who doesn't want to be named, told us that many black members of staff at Harrods would leave the shop floor before Al-Fayed's daily tours, while young blonde staff would stay.
When he would come to the floor, certain people, certain races would dis-